I'm the carryover chair, Bob Lederer, and in the absence of a secretary, I'll just call the roll myself.
Bob, could you repeat that? Because I think it cut you off at the very beginning.
Sure. Okay, it's March 14, 2016. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the carryover chair, Bob Lederer from WPAI, and I'll now call the roll. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Sharon Adams. What station is Sharon from?
Oh, that would be KPFA.
KPFA.
Okay,
Sharon, are you with us? Okay, we're calling the roll. All right, Wesley Bethune, KPFT. And hold on, somebody who's having a conversation in the background, please mute.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Fred Blair, KPFK.
Present.
Jim Brown, WPFW. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Okay, maybe he's not here. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Marion Douglas Ungaro from WPFW. She emailed us that she's unavailable tonight. Anthony Fest, KPFA.
Here.
Charles Fredericks, KPFK.
Here.
Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Bob Lederer, I'm here. Frank Lefevre, WBAI. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi, KPFT.
Present.
Deb Shafto, KPFT.
Present.
Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Okay, so that constitutes a quorum, so we can begin the meeting. And for those of you who are on the listserv or got the email, I sent a draft agenda, which I'll read out loud, and then we can discuss it. I'm sorry, whoever is engaging in conversation in the background, please mute your phone. Thank you. Did someone just join? No, maybe someone left. Okay. All right, so here's the proposed agenda. Actually, before that, we need a timekeeper. Would someone volunteer?
I'll do the timekeeping.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Fred,
okay, thanks. Okay, so the proposed agenda is election of Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem for 10 minutes, announcement of the election of the Chair and Secretary at the next meeting for 2 minutes, three, update on the request to the CFO for election costs, 5 minutes. Four is report from the working group on problems with the 2015 election and potential areas for improvement, 15 minutes. And five, setting the next meeting date for the Elections Committee, 5 minutes. And with an adjournment, 10:30, time certain, which for the new members I would note is it has been the standard practice of this committee for 2 years. So that's the proposed agenda. The floor is open for amendments or comments, if any.
But Nancy from KPFT.
This is Bill.
Okay, Nancy and then Bill.
Yes, I move that we keep the carryover chair, Bob Lederer, for election pro tem for tonight.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, but we're not quite there yet. That's the very next item. Right now, we're just we're voting on or we're discussing the agenda. So, any other any comments on the agenda?
This is Bill.
Oh yes, Bill. Go ahead.
Actually, I don't think 15 minutes is enough for the working group on problems with the 2015 elections and areas for improvement.
Okay.
So, I'd like to amend that, and we don't have a whole lot else to talk about. So, I'd suggest we make that 45 minutes.
Okay, so the proposal is 45 minutes. Any discussion on that amendment?
Sorry, sir.
I'm sorry, what's the new time?
It's boosting from 15 to 45.
45? Oh, 30?
Okay, so we have a second amendment for 30. Any discussion?
Well, this is Bill. Let me just motivate briefly if I can.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's really not hardly anything else on the agenda, except for maybe the report from the CFO, or update from the CFO, and I believe the NES is not going to be on the call. Is that correct?
Right.
So I would like to have, I would take the time to maybe make a help the working group, find out what they've got, and see what else that we need to improve for this year.
Okay. Serene, do you want to motivate your motion?
Yeah, I don't think we need to simply fill time because there's time. I think 30 minutes is probably adequate for their first report back. If needed, we can always extend. But I don't believe in just, you know, elongating things just because there's nothing else to do. There's always something else to do. Off the phone.
Okay. Any other discussion on these two amendments? Okay. Hearing none.
This is Grace.
Go ahead.
I'm in favor of having 45 minutes for discussing the election, the 2015 election,
okay.
So we can air all our all the idiosyncratic problems we'd like to see not happen again.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Okay.
This is Charles, KPFK.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm assuming the discussion of the 2015 elections will include possible where do we go from here conversation if, you know, we determined that there are things that needed to be done differently.
Right. Yeah, let me clarify because I know you're new to the committee. What we passed last month was a motion, which I sent, but I know not everyone on this list, not everyone was known to be on the committee, so I didn't have everyone's address. But what we adopted was a motion to establish a working group of anyone on this committee who wanted to or any other volunteers to examine problems in last year's election and potential areas for improvement, and also to draft a detailed timeline for the election. So it's definitely about solutions, but for, you know, trying to kind of go in logical order, first identify the problems and then come up with solutions. But the idea was not to do it as a whole, with the committee as a whole, but rather to have a group really intensively get into the nitty-gritty and then bring back their report to the committee to, you know, review and do what it sees fit. Okay, any further discussion on these amendments about the length of time? Okay, if not, then let's go to a vote. And the normal way these things are voted on with numbers, motions about numbers, you start with the highest number, and if that gets a majority, we go with that. If that fails, then we go to the lower number and the lower number. So that's 45, 30, and 15. Okay, or actually if 30, also if both 45 and 30 fail, then by default 15 stays as the motion proposes. So let me, actually, you know what, maybe we should have a pro tem secretary now because I can't really chair and tally votes. So is there any objection to electing the pro tem secretary right away? Okay, hearing none, the floor is now open for nominations for pro tem secretary.
Oh, this is Nancy from KPFK. I'll do it.
Okay. All right, so Nancy is not...
Nobody else wants to do it.
Right, so Nancy's nominating herself. Are there any other nominations? That's Nancy Sybara... say your last name, please.
Sybara Nadesomi from KPFT.
Right, to distinguish from Nancy Sorden, who's also on the committee this year. Okay, any other nominations? Okay, so hearing none, can we accept Nancy Sybara by acclamation? Any objection? Okay, thank you very much, Nancy. So are you in a position right now to tally the votes? Nancy?
Let me get a pen.
Okay.
I'm not receiving emails yet, so I did not get the agenda. So when you start something, would you say how many minutes? Then
absolutely.
I'll be watching the clock.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Just tell me when you're ready for the vote.
Okay,
so I'll read the names and you tally them. And so the first motion is 45 minutes for this discussion about the working group. Okay? So, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Sharon Adams? Wesley Bethune? Wesley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, we can come back to you if you want to.
All right.
Okay, yeah, anyone can pass, and then we'll circle back. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Bill Crozier?
Yes, sorry, I was muted.
Okay, Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Charles Fredericks?
Yes, sir.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez? I vote no. Frank Lefevre? Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No.
Deb Shafto? Deb, are you there? All right, we'll come back. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay, and then Wesley, you passed?
No.
Okay, and Deb Shafto, are you there now? Okay, so Nancy, go ahead and count up, please.
Grace, 1. Fred, 2. Bill, 3. Anthony, 4. Charles, 5. Jan, 6. 6 yes. And no is Wesley, no. Bob, no. Serene, no. Nancy Sabanato, no. Nancy Sorden, no. That's 5. 6-5.
Okay, so the motion passes, so it'll be 45 minutes. So, all right, any other amendments to the agenda?
This is Deb Shafto. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll vote yes for the
that's okay.
Thing.
It's already finished. Okay.
Okay.
So, any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, then it's adopted. So, first item is the election of the chair pro tem. Well, it was 10 minutes when it included the secretary. Why don't we make it 5 minutes? So, any nominations?
Yes, this is great, Aaron. I'd like to nominate Bill Crozier if he's willing to do it.
Bill, do you accept?
Well, okay. I'm not certainly pushing to do it, just chair pro tem, but I would accept. Thank you.
Okay. Other nominations?
Nancy Sabar and I, Tommy from KPFT,
yes.
Nominate Bob Lederer.
Okay, thank you. I accept.
Chair pro tem.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Then hearing no others, the nominations are closed. And the way this has always been done is just a roll call. Where you can vote for one or the other or neither. Okay, so Nancy, are you ready to tally?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Are you going to call it?
Yeah, I'll call the roll again.
Yes, put that on the list.
Unless you are, you said you're not at a computer, right?
I'm at a computer, but I've lost my Google password, so I'm not receiving any emails yet.
That's fine.
I can do it from the last time. I have written them.
Oh,
name.
Okay. Then
just
fine. Go ahead.
Correct me if I've missed somebody. Okay. Grace Aaron? Bill or Bob?
Bill. Yes, Bill.
Okay, Grace, Bill. Sharon? Sharon. No Sharon. Okay. Wesley? Bill or Bob?
You can come back to people
Wesley.
You can't hear.
We'll come back. Okay. Fred Blair?
Bill.
Bill. Fred votes for Bill. Okay. Jim Brown? Jim, cannot hear. Okay. Bill Crozier?
Bill.
Bill. Okay. Bill for Bill. All right. Anthony Fest?
Bill.
Anthony goes for Bill. Okay. And Charles?
I abstain.
Okay. Charles abstain. Jan?
Bill.
Bill. Okay. Mark Fernandez. Mark not here. Bob Letter.
Surprise, Bob.
What'd you say?
Bob.
Bob. Bob or Bob. Okay. Serene Roberts.
Bob.
Serene for Bob. Nancy Sabra and I, Tommy, myself, for Bob. And Deb Travis. Deb, what's your vote, Bob or Bill? Okay, later on we'll come back to Deb. Nancy Jordan.
Bob?
Nancy Jordan for Bob. Okay, Deb? Deb Shafto? Wesley Bethune?
Bob.
Anything from us.
Deb Shafto, did you say?
Yes, yes.
I'm having trouble hearing. Did you call my name again?
Yes, Deb Shafto. Who do you vote for?
I voted for Bill.
Bill, okay. Deb for Bill.
Yes.
Wesley for Bob.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. I think we're finished. I got everybody, right? All right. Okay. Grace for Bill. Let's do Bill. Grace for Bill. Fred for Bill. Bill for Bill. Anthony for Bill. Jan for Bill. And Deb Shafto for Bill. That's six. Six for Bill. And then Bob for Bob, Serene for Bob, Nancy Sabra and I Tommy for Bob, Nancy Sordon for Bob, Wesley for Bob. That's five for Bob. So six, five. And we have one abstinence.
Okay, congratulations, Bill. You are the chair pro tem.
Okay, and thank you for doing all the preliminary work and getting us going, Bob. Okay, I believe the next item on the agenda is update on request to CFO for election costs. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, no,
okay, so
no.
Who has information?
You skipped number two. Announcement of election of chair and secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yes, thank you. We will plan to elect the chair and secretary at the next meeting. So be thinking of who you'd like to have for that. Do we need to have nominations now, or I guess we can wait till that meeting? Anybody have a preference? I suggest we wait till the next meeting because we still don't have all the members here, especially for WBAI.
Yeah, I agree. Wait till the next meeting.
Okay, so if there's no objections, we'll just accept nominations at the next meeting. We'll need to do that anyway. Anything else in this agenda item? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go on to the next item, which is update on request to CFO for election costs.
This is Bob.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, again, for those of you who are getting the emails, you already know this, but for those who aren't, let me just summarize what has been sent. All right, well, let me go back to the last meeting. We passed a motion as a committee that reads as follows. The Elections Committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent directly to the Elections Committee and the PNB within 3 weeks from today, which was February 15th, giving all 2015 election expenses and income, including, and then there were 10 items, salary, printing, mailing, expenses from the Simply Voting Company, the savings because that company didn't charge for paper ballots, expenses for updating mailing lists, income generated by donations sent in with the ballots, additional costs because of the extension, comparison of the cost of this election to previous elections, and any other miscellaneous expenses. So that was sent. I sent that to the CFO and the IED the next day after our meeting, and he wrote, the CFO, Sam Agarwal, wrote back a couple days later, and I posted this to the committee. I will prepare the requested information to the best extent possible and send to the committee by the due date. Then on March 7th, he wrote again and said, we have sent requests to stations to compile the information as requested, but have not received so far. Please note that the information requested is quite extensive and analytical in nature and is not readily available from the financial records. We will try our best to obtain whatever we can, but because of multiple other priorities, it will take time. So that's where it's been left. I would just point out to those who don't know that that the CFO is very deep into the audit, which is at a very advanced stage, so he more than has his hands full. So that's the update. And I realize I forgot to put on here just a quick update that I got briefly from the interim executive director about the NES report. The NES is almost finished with her report, but not yet. And part of it is because there's a budget section of her report, and so the IED is kind of helping to flesh out some of those figures. It's not as comprehensive as what the committee asked for, but it's definitely a major summary of the expenses of the election. So so that'll be coming, you know, in a fairly near future. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Stack? Grace, go ahead. Okay, Grace, go ahead.
I'd like to suggest that the motion we passed at the last meeting to get information from the CFO be sent to the as an agenda item for the PNB meeting agenda. So that it gets to
Doreen,
the PNB level, as there was some complaint about us giving a direct request to the CFO.
Okay, so your motion is to that this committee recommends to the PNB that we get that information, or that we send the motion from the last meeting to the PNB.
Exactly.
But maybe I didn't clarify it any. Sorry.
This is Serene.
Yeah, and if you could email that, Grace, that would be great, just so we get it right. Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so two things. It wasn't a complaint. I am the person who wrote the note, so I know it wasn't a complaint. It was merely pointing out that a committee cannot direct staff, but a committee can recommend to the PNB. So thanks for correcting that process. I'm not sure that putting it on the PNB agenda at this point is going to change any of the facts around the timing, but that's fine. And I wanted to raise something about a previous NES. I don't know where on the agenda we could do that.
Well, that might come better under the next item where we problems with previous elections.
Well,
areas for improvement. Would it fit into there?
Well, I don't care where it's put. I just want to address it. It's not about the 2015 NES.
Okay. Well, if there's no objections, we can add problems with previous elections and potential areas for improvement in the next agenda item. Seemed like it would fall under there, okay?
Bob?
Bob, go ahead.
Just wanted to mention that when I sent the motion from the committee to the CFO and the IED and the committee, I also CC'd the PNB, so they've been aware of it for quite a while.
Okay, thank you. I'll put myself on the stack. I think, we do need more information on finances. Just for information, I have the detailed financial information for the 2009 and 2010 elections, and I have part of it for the 2012 election, which I believe I sent to this committee a while back. Of course, most of you are new, so you probably don't have that, but I can resend that if you want. The part from the 2012 election, I believe, is only the part from the Election Services Corporation, who was the vendor that sent out the ballots and did the tabulation. But maybe that would be helpful. And I am disappointed that we haven't had at least a draft report from the NES. This is March. It's really late. And that would be helpful, even if it's not complete, to have what she does have. I'm sure she has most of the information on the expenses for the election. But have you heard anything about that, Bob?
Well, I already said what I know, which is she did as much as she could with information at hand, but some of it was through the national office. So, you know, they're going between the two of them, they'll be coming up with it you know, in the near future.
Okay.
And I'd like to add something.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
I believe we posted the final data on the 2012 costs sometime, I don't remember when, but, you know, before the last election. So I'll dig that up from my emails and re-forward it to the committee.
Thank you. Good. Anybody else for this agenda item?
Would you repeat the agenda item, please?
This is the update on request to CFO for election costs.
Bill, how long is this segment supposed to be?
5 minutes, and we're probably past that now.
Yeah, you're at 8 minutes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Any objection to going to the next agenda item? Okay, hearing none.
Yes. Don't we have to
vote
or ask if there are any objections to sending the motion that we passed to last meeting?
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. You did make a motion. Yes, that's right. Are there any objections to doing that, to send the motion we passed last meeting about getting information from the CFO to send that to the PNB?
I have a question.
The Serene?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I think we would have to amend it to make it a recommendation or something, right? What is the current language? I mean, Bob has already sent the board a copy, so I assume that a motion to send it again means something to the person who's making the motion, and it's not clear to me what she intends.
My intention My intention is that the motion we passed at the last meeting be sent to the PNB, to the chair of the PNB, to be placed on the PNB agenda so that it can be coming as placed on the PNB agenda. So it can be voted, so it has the weight of the PNB behind the request.
So it is a recommendation. I'm sorry.
Not a recommendation. It's a request for it to be placed on the agenda of the PNB to be voted on by the PNB.
But a motion, a crosstalk, please.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
A motion from a committee is not just information. Well, or maybe that's your intent, but you're saying that you want them to vote, which means you're asking the committee to now make a specific recommendation to the PNB. The language has to say that.
Okay, I'm asking that the motion we passed in the last election committee meeting be sent to the PNB to be voted on so that the request for information comes from the PNB.
Bob,
it's not a recommendation, it's a request.
Bob for the stack.
Okay. Bob?
Yeah.
Charles and Stack.
Two things.
Is there any objections to extending time? We don't really have to do that in a committee anyway, but
put a specific time.
Yeah.
I second Grace's motion.
Okay. Was that Jan?
We don't need a second in committee. I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objections to doing that? Okay, hearing none, we extended for 5 more minutes. Bob was next.
Okay. So two things about Grace's proposal. One is that this committee, and as far as I know, every other committee, doesn't have to go through all the language about we request that it be put on the agenda for voting. The simple language of every motion I've seen is the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the PNB blah, 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 do something. We don't have to include language about put it on the agenda. That's a given. That's automatic. Once you send that to the PNB, that's a trigger saying, this is an official committee recommendation. Put this on your agenda, and please take action as soon as you can. So that's number one. Number two is that, and I have no problem with doing that, with us doing that as a committee, but then we have to change the dates because the dates are now moot. it says, you know, the election committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent to the elections committee and PMB within 3 weeks from today, which would be March 7th. So we need to adjust the dates if we're going to make this a PNB, a proposed PNB motion. That's it.
Okay. More discussion?
This is Grace.
Okay, Grace.
I like your wording very much, Bob. Can you suggest new dates? And I would also like to amend the motion that we passed to request the information not only of the CFO, but also of the executive director, because I understand that the CFO is very busy doing the audit, but if we don't get the financial information, we're not going to be able to adequately prepare for the next election. The National Election Supervisor was supposed to be hired this month. So we do need that financial information, and we should be able to expect that the CFO can get it for us and that the ED will also ensure that we get the information, as she, I'm sure, needs it.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Thank you. Okay, Jan?
Rather than filling in dates, why don't we just put by the next meeting or by a week before the next meeting of our meeting, and whenever that meeting is, we'll know.
The meeting of the of this committee?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be the deadline. Are there any other changes to the wording? Grace said she liked Bob's suggestions on the wording. Do one of you want to specify that?
Bob, if you have it all, can you write it up? I'm not. I don't have access to a computer. Easy access to a computer right now.
All right. Yeah. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion on this?
Nancy to the stack.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Nancy Sorden to the stack, sorry.
Okay, Nancy.
This is my first elections committee meeting, and so I'm wondering the reason for this request, and if the reason for this request might help to have more details than was requested, to maybe look at alternatives for funding elections, things like that. I don't know if that was if you're talking. Somebody mentioned this for planning for the next election, so maybe more details might help to look at. It might help us have a comparison for looking at alternatives.
Okay, anybody else want to respond to that or any other comments?
Charles on the stack.
Charles, go ahead.
Well, this is a request from the CFO for his information. I mean, other details, that's kind of nebulous. I'm not sure what, I mean, if he's reporting on what the costs were. I mean, the CFO, it's not in his purview to decide on better ways of doing an election. Is it? I don't think so.
But isn't that in our purview? I'm sorry, isn't that in our purview?
Bob, for the
motion that we're requesting
is requesting
information from the CFO. That's what we're talking about, and that we're requesting of the PNB to ask for this information be forwarded to our committee. So we're not asking for something that the CFO doesn't already have, and I don't see how our request can go beyond, of him for information that, he already has his hands full doing the audit, that, to brainstorm for us better ways of doing an election. It seems like we should restrict it to the way it's worded, the way Bob worded it.
Okay. Could I, Bill,
run? You're at time.
Actually, we've tried not to do back and forth, but Bob was on the stack, but we're out of time. So anyone move to extend time again?
I move to extend, Nancy Gordon.
Okay. How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we're extended for five more minutes. Okay. Well, let's get to Bob, and then we'll get back to you, to the two of you who are also talk.
Well, no, I'll defer to Nancy. She was about to say something.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, you know, if we knew, we know what the account numbers are for payments. You know, we know a payment to such and such election systems was coded as account number such and such, and payments to the NES maybe was coded as salaries. You know, so if we could ask for that kind of detail that's in the Great Plains, I believe, then we might, you know, see how much did we actually spend on this voting system, and are there alternatives that would be
Yeah, so it's a general ledger code you're asking for.
Sorry.
Did you want to say something else now, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, did you want to
Yes.
Say something?
Yeah, I understand what Nancy is aiming for, and I think that's within the scope of the motion we adopted last month that we're about to adopt in virtually identical form, because it has 10 specific points, and I won't read them all again. I read them earlier, but one of them is all salary expenses. So obviously that would include a breakdown, NES, LES, and so on. And then there's the expenses for the company that was hired, Simply Voting, that did the mailing and tabulation and so forth. So that's included in what we're asking for.
Thank you. And let me just put myself on it. I know from previous elections, you know, we itemized things like postage expense, printing expense, separating out by staff and listener elections for each station, and so as well as LES salaries and the other salaries. So, yeah, and hope presumably the national office has all this. I understand they're busy, but I'm frankly disappointed that we didn't already get a draft again from the NES that has at least most of this information.
Nancy, to the staff.
But do we have? Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Oh yeah, so exactly, Bill. You could look at a cheaper way. You could be emailing ballots to members, and they could still mail in paper ballots so that you have paper ballots as for accountability and auditability. But you could email to save money from the get-go, but you could still have, you know, mail in. But that would cut the cost of mailing by half if you did half of it by email to those. And those that don't have email, you could mail them, but it would be substantially a smaller number.
This is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah, Nancy, all of those type of discussions are precisely the discussions the committee needs to have after we get the hard numbers for last year. That's exactly our purview, is to go over these different options and assess them. But that's not the CFO's job to come up with those, you know, possible alternatives. That's our job, and that's what we went through in detail last year. So, and the NES was on board at that point, and she helped us come up with options. You know, we could try it this way, we cost this much. Try it this other way, we cost this much. So.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Sorry to.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, and again, I'll send what I have from past elections, and Bob said he would send the details from the 2012 election. So maybe we can look at all. I know the costs have varied quite a bit from year to year, pretty dramatically. So we need to learn from past, you know, elections. Anybody else want to say anything before we vote on this motion? Okay. Are there any objections to the motion?
Well, let me read it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bob. Okay.
Okay. The Elections Committee, the PNB Elections Committee, recommends that the PNB request a report from the CFO sent to the PNB and the Elections Committee by 1 week before the Election Committee's next meeting, giving all 2015 election expenses and income, including 1, all salary expenses, 2, all printing expenses, 3, all mailing expenses, including the type of bulk mail rate used, parenthesis, was the mailing sent by the lowest rate, which is nonprofit bulk mail, close parenthesis, expenses for Simply Voting, the savings, because Simply Voting did not charge for the paper ballot count, any expenses for updating mailing lists, the income generated by donations sent in with the ballots, additional costs generated by the extension, a comparison of the cost of this election to previous elections, and any other miscellaneous expenses.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, you're at time.
Are there any objections to okay, thank you. Any objections to the motion?
Nancy? Thornton?
Okay. Well, can you call roll then? Let's see. Who is our secretary?
Can you discuss? I just...
Well, we're at time. Did you want to move to extend time more, or we've already extended it quite a bit?
2 minutes?
I don't mind if... Okay. Okay, so Nancy moves to extend time 2 minutes. Any objections to that? Hearing none, we're extended. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, would there be any misunderstanding that these figures that you want would come back lumped together? Like, should the wording be changed to say we want all salary expenses, all printing expenses, that they wouldn't include it all in one figure, but that the wording should say that those need to be explicitly, you know, all salary expenses should be listed, all printing expenses should be listed, but they, you know, not included, but listed somehow, so that they're not all lumped together and we can't figure out what was printing and we can't figure out what was salary.
Would you like to suggest some specific wording change or addition?
Let's see.
Might just be an addition.
Giving all expenses and income, or how about listing separately all 2015 election expenses and income, including. So for that first.
How about revenue instead of income? Because income frequently is the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Not everybody uses that way. So list separately all expenses and revenue? Is that what you're saying?
I was saying change the wording of that first sentence after February, the date, I guess, change. Elections Committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent directly to the Elections Committee and the PNB within 3 weeks from today, listing separately all 2015 election expenses and revenue, including... And the rest would be the same.
Okay. Did you get that, Nancy? Sabara Nortomi?
It's all right. I got it, and I'll send it as a whole. Once it's approved, I'll send it to the whole committee.
Thank you, Bob. Okay. Is there any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, then that amendment's adopted. Can we go ahead and vote on it? The amended motion.
Bill, you're at time.
Okay, thanks, Fred. Are there any objections to the amended motion? Hearing none, then it's approved. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Next agenda item, report from working group on problems with 2015 elections and potential areas for improvement. And I believe we changed that to 45 minutes. Who has information on that? And who is on the working group? I'm not clear.
Well, I put from Michael Novick's minutes the names of the volunteers at the last meeting, which I can read if you want.
Okay, thank you. Please do.
1 second, I have to pull it up. Okay, the people who volunteered were...
I think I do remember that, but just for people listening
Nancy
to the stream
Sabara
and everybody else.
Nancy Sabara Nortomi, Jim Brown, Myla Reeson, Jan Goodman, and Michael Novick. And Myla Reeson volunteered to convene the meeting by checking with all interested in serving once the full committee is apprised of the working group. And I apprised the committee,
okay.
I think, or Michael sent the minutes to, you know, very quickly within a couple of days. So does anyone know if Myla convened or, you know, asked people about a meeting date and convened a meeting? Is anyone on that whose name I just called? I guess the only person on this call is Nancy Sabara Nortomi. Did you ever hear from Myla about a date of a meeting? Or Jan Goodman, also you're on the list of volunteers. Did either of you hear?
Okay, yes, I'm still here, although I'm about to get off.
and Myla is self-critical that she didn't do what she was supposed to do, of calling us together, and I cannot do it because I'm just working on a project that I can't take on. So if somebody else could do it, be responsible for convening it, I would be ecstatic and grateful. Maybe, for instance, Charles Fredericks?
Or does, yeah.
Would you be willing to convene this meeting of the working group?
Okay. So that would be with Jim, Myla, Nancy, you, Jan?
Yes.
Okay.
And Michael Novick.
Can you add me? Can you add me also, please? It's Bill.
And did you get Michael Novick and volunteered as well?
Okay.
And Charles, you can add Fred too.
Okay. And of those who are present on the call, would like I'm thinking probably a week to 2 weeks in the future be adequate timing for this, or does anybody have a suggestion?
Well, this is Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, just a note on procedure. It's a public meeting like any other, so it would need at least 7 days' notice, and it should be arranged to be streamed. Because it's, you know, essentially public business.
Okay. Well, if Fred and I are on it, then one of us can stream it. Okay. So do you want to propose, anybody want to propose a date for that working group?
How about a Sunday? Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Nancy.
Oh, good.
I'm going for my calendar right now.
Did you want to say something, Nancy? Sabara and I were coming?
Yes, I want to be on this working group, and I never did get something from Myla.
Okay, well, Bob mentioned your name, and apparently the working group has not met yet, so you haven't missed anything.
How about a Sunday, Charles?
I'm looking. Okay. Well, the
did you get that by email or something?
The next Sunday is an LSB meeting. The Sunday after that, the 27th, is a possibility.
Of Easter.
Yeah.
This is Serene.
I'm sorry.
Serene would like to be recognized by the chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I would propose that this be done by email or telephone after the committee meeting. I mean, half the people aren't even here, so it's not as though it can actually be settled.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'll send out a little doodle poll. Everybody know how to do that? You just need to send an email, and I'll set it up. I'll list several possible dates. I may wait till tomorrow, so anybody who has a favorite date, you can send it to me, and then I will put all the dates on the little poll, and you just go to the web link and check the dates that are okay with you. Would that work?
Point of clarification, Nancy? Sorden?
Yep. Go ahead, Nancy.
Is this
okay.
Going to go to the whole election committee? I mean, I'm thinking maybe I might be interested in joining that subcommittee.
Yeah, I can send it to the whole committee.
Point of information.
Okay, Nancy.
Nancy? Sabra and I took. Did Serene mean that we could, the subcommittee could discuss by email, or just make convening, deciding to, how to make the when to make the meeting by email? Which did she?
The meeting, convening the meeting, choosing the date.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
Okay. So, any objections about to do that? I will send a little poll out probably by tomorrow. If anybody has a particular date. The date or dates that are good or bad from them for you. If you want to be on that working group, let me know before then if possible. But even if you don't get it done beforehand, we can. It'll be clear if you say you cannot do it. The doodle poll lets you put yes or no that you can whether you can attend. Okay. Other discussion on the problems with the 2015 elections and potential areas for improvement. I know I have a bunch of things, but
this is Bob.
A lot of people go first. Bob, go ahead.
Other questions? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, Bob, and then Serene.
Well, I just wanted to read again because I know not everyone is on the list yet, so I want to read the details of the motion that we adopted last time because we already started doing thinking about the buckets, if you will, the big categories of potential problems that happened before that we would potentially want to come up with solutions for. And that might help rather than just helter-skelter throwing out, well, let's talk about X and let's talk about Y. So it said that...
I'm sorry. I'd like
who's
to
that?
Interrupt Bob. This is Serene. I'd like to interrupt Bob with
my
question.
Is that okay, Bob?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
So I don't have a copy of the tonight's agenda in front of me. I'm sorry. Was the agenda item a report back from the working group or a discussion of the issues that the working group was to have tackled?
Well, when we were in the agenda approval, I said I would like to have more time so that we could discuss it.
What does the agenda
discuss,
say?
Let's just call this.
That's, I'm asking what the agenda says.
Well, what was sent out was that update on request, excuse me, report from working group on problems with 2015 elections and potential areas for improvement. But a report always has discussion.
Okay.
So
thank
there's,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just a point of information.
Bob.
Don't be defensive.
Okay. Okay, Bob, you want to continue?
Sure. Okay. So I'll just read the whole thing. The Elections Committee will create a working group of volunteers to examine problems in the 2015 election and potential areas for improvement and to draft a proposed detailed timeline for the 2016 elections. Possible areas to include for guidance only. And then there's 7 bullet points. Membership lists, nomination process and publicity, the campaign period, which includes the implementation of the fair campaign provisions. Next is replacement ballots. Next is electronic voting and tabulation process. Next is cost cutting and printing and postage. And finally is the LESs, and under that it said detailed job responsibilities and feedback process with local areas. So those were the broad categories.
Thank you. And for any of you that don't have that, it was in the under the agenda that Bob sent out for this meeting. It had all the complete text of that motion. So do you want to say more about that, Bob?
No, I just wanted everyone to be aware that, rather than kind of say, well, let's, you know, what about this problem, to kind of group them more in areas. And I mean, this is the difficulty of starting the discussion from scratch at the committee level is that, you know, people may say, I'm really interested in something about replacement ballots, and then we can start talking about it. But really, it seems to me it's the role of the working group to sift everything and put everything under its proper category and then have a methodical order for having each discussion as thoroughly as you need to until you reach an understanding of the problem and then, you know, tossing out some possible solutions and, you know, so
okay.
That's why I don't know how much can be accomplished in this form tonight. Unless it would be things that are not on that list that should be added. That would, you know, not specific details under each category, but categories that aren't even mentioned at all.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me just say, what I was thinking about is, because I know not everybody probably wants to be on the working group or might be able to be on the working group, but if you just want to throw out some more specifics that you'd like the working group to look into, that might be helpful. And then you wouldn't necessarily have to participate in the whole meeting, but you're welcome to if you want. And for example, I was going to mention a few things, but I'll let if other people want to talk first, go ahead. Well, I'll just go ahead and mention some stuff I know, because I'm not sure all of you know I wasn't on the committee last year, but so I'm not sure if you're aware of all this. But I know at KPFT, which generally has had pretty good membership lists, but I know there were errors in that. I know personally firsthand because it took 3 requests from me and my wife to get ballots. We didn't get ballots for 3 weeks plus a request to let out on the website. However, I did get email voting credentials for somebody else sent to my email address. And each time I immediately contacted our membership coordinator and their LES and the NES and told them about it, asked that the person who was supposed to get it, whose name was in the email sent to me, make sure that person got it. And I never got really an adequate response back saying that it was corrected. So I don't know how many other people that happened to. The replacement ballot process was very slow, as I think a lot of you know. And another problem was that in the electronic voting, which I wanted that as a option, but it was apparently not done according to the bylaws mandated STV procedure. It maybe have been similar, but it wasn't done the same way as Choice Plus Pro does it, and which has been verified. So there's a verification issue on how the tabulation was done. And then finally, I think the final reports has been a real problem continuing with not just this election, but other previous elections. They tend to be slow, and sometimes we don't get them all. And with this election coming up so shortly after this last one, we really need to get those. And so we need to figure out how to get that resolved for this next election, too. Anybody else have anything else you want to throw out that you want the working group to look at?
This is Grace.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Yes, we have the same problem that Bill is talking about here in L.A., and it was a big problem. Many, many people complained about never receiving ballots, and we had no NES here for most of our election. No LES. So that never got resolved. But we estimate from our own, we had quite a number of candidates on our slate and also other people who approached us to trying to get their ballots. We estimate that 20 to 30% of membership never received a ballot, maybe even more, mostly because of bulk mail problems, possibly, or because of errors in the mailing list. So I think we really need to think about either adjusting the quorum or question whether bulk mail is the right way to conduct these elections. Because
okay,
the delivery is not guaranteed with bulk mail.
Right. Other comments, problems you want the working group to look into?
Yes.
I forgot something else I was going to mention. Well, go ahead.
One other thing.
Grace.
Do not think that Pacifica utilized the cheapest way to do the bulk mail, and that is through their nonprofit status. That's the cheapest way. I think they used another form of bulk mail, and there could be cost reductions, I believe. But we have not gotten the information of exactly what type of mailing was done and what the price was per mailing piece for the actual postage. We need that information.
Okay. All right, thank you. The other thing I was going to throw out, I forgot, made a few notes earlier, was the WPFW, I don't know if it's a matter of not adding adequate publicity or an LES that's not doing the job or if it was a problem with the station management or programmers or what, but, you know, they didn't even have enough candidates file to fill all the positions. I think that's a serious problem. If you're going to have a democratically elected board, you have to have people to choose from, and I don't know if, let's see, Nancy Sorden, anybody else here from WPFW, anybody have any ideas on why or things we should look into about that?
Nancy Sorden here.
Okay, Nancy,
I imagine, I think I've seen people alluding to the campaign dates, being, you know, the time period between announcement of elections and finalized nominations is not being long enough to get to be able to have enough time to prepare PSAs and in time for, you know. So I think maybe the calendar is adjusted more time-wise, more broadly, more time-wise, more time given to that period. As I've heard, more time needs to be given to the voting process, then that could help alleviate those problems.
Okay. Well, I hope you or somebody from WPFW can either join the working group or at least send us some more details on what you think the problems were. Or I don't know when the LAS was even hired or got started on this there, but so I don't know if that was the problem. But if you can give us any specifics, that would be helpful so we don't come up with the wrong, you know, possible solutions.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. I guess there was a delay in hiring the LES. Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I guess we should find out.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to comment?
This is Charles. I don't know whether this would fall under nominating procedures or what, but there seemed to be some question about the election of the affiliate representatives, the manner in which that was undertaken, and the election of from WBAI. If the representative from WBAI could comment on that, so that, you know, I mean, I am kind of in the dark about why there's so much consternation about seating directors from WBAI.
Well, I'm not sure either one of those. I know both of those are very contentious topics. I'm not sure either one of them really has to do with the delegate elections, though, or at least what we can do to avoid problems with the election process. Maybe there is. I don't know. Anybody want to give us any input?
Point of information. This is Nancy from KPFT.
Yeah. Nancy?
This is not really on the agenda, is it? I mean, I don't think these are our main work tonight. I have a question, though. Was the NES paid? Were the LESs paid without giving the reports?
I sure hope they never got their final paycheck. I know, I think KPFT's was, but I don't know if any of the others are. We've had a continuing problem with this. They're not supposed to get their final report their final paycheck until they send their written report. But sometimes they're paid anyway. And I don't know. I guess we'll find out if we get a report from the CFO.
Okay.
Or does anybody know from their own station if that was done? I was told that the KPFT's LES got a final payment, but I believe she finished. I haven't seen the report, though.
That's just Nancy Sorden. That's just an excellent.
Yeah, Nancy.
That's just an excellent point. So why would they be paid if they didn't give their final report?
They may submit an invoice and maybe it just goes through. I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't part of the job description. So maybe that belongs under the detailed job responsibilities. And timeline.
Maybe Bob can comment. I think it's always supposed to be in the job description, though, I believe. You know, Bob? Or anybody else on the committee last year?
I believe it is, but I can't swear to it that, you know, I mean, certainly the job description says the person should do a final report. That's not a question. Whether it says explicitly that the final payment will not come until the report is delivered, that I can't recall.
Okay.
Carl,
that answered your question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I was told that they have to turn in the report before they're paid, and at the last 2012 election, the KPT alias was paid before she gave her report and never gave it. So, anyway, that's what I was told.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Unfortunately. Okay, anybody else want to say anything about the, again, the agenda topic is having to do with the problems with the 2015 elections and areas for improvement that we can pass along to the working group?
This is Charles again.
Hey, Charles.
If I don't mean to be out of order here or anything, but if it is not the purview of the Elections Commission to look into, the working group at least to look into the things that went wrong in the election and recommend, exactly what happened and how we could not repeat those mistakes, then where is that to be taken up? I mean, I brought that up because I'm under the impression that that is our responsibility.
Well, I guess you have a good point. Where else would it be taken up?
Well, this is Bob.
Yeah. Okay, Bob?
Yeah. No, our charge as a committee, when the PNB established this committee, it was clearly to focus on the delegate elections at the five stations. That's because it came out of the very first election had a whole series of problems, or I should say elections, plural, because there are 10 elections, right? That those 10 elections each had a series of problems, some of which, unfortunately, we're still struggling with to this day. And so the PNB said there needs to be a committee that's really going to get down and dirty into all the nitty-gritty details of how these elections get screwed up and what can be done to fix them. So that was a very narrow focus, and that has never changed. It's not about every election held within any body within Pacifica. It's about the delegate elections at the five stations. The elections for delegates, not elections for directors or anything else.
Okay. Actually, I don't think I've ever even seen that motion that established the committee. Do you or anybody else have that?
I can't imagine I would still have it. It was, 10 years ago or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember it at the time because I was, listening closely to the PNB, meetings.
So,
Charles, that's a good point, though. So who else would take it up? But go ahead, Charles.
So just to clarify, Bob, what you're saying is that the purview of this committee is to look into or attempt to create improvements and working function on the election of delegates to local station boards of each of the five stations.
That's right.
But the elections that are held by those LSBs to the PNB are not the purview of this committee. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And when there have been disputes of that nature, in my recollection of listening to PNB calls and so on and meetings, is that they've been taken up directly by the PNB.
Any other discussion on this? Well, I had something. I guess, especially in not having the original motion establishing the committee and recognizing there's no other committee that would discuss this, and also the fact that the PNB, all we can do anyway is make recommendations to the PNB, I think it is a good idea that issues that require more detailed discussion than you have time for on the PNB normally should be done in a committee. And so, I think it should be up to the committee to decide if we want to make a recommendation to the PNB about anything having to do with elections. The PNB may or may not do anything with it, but there just isn't time in PNB meetings to go into great detail to discuss everything. So we tend to spend too much time on our local boards as well as our national boards discussing in great detail everything that comes up. And so in that sense, we're not using our committees effectively sometimes. So this committee has actually been better than some in terms of going over discussing these kind of details. But this, I guess I'm open to letting the committee discuss this if you want to, or investigate it. And maybe it may not result in anything, but I don't know what anybody else is going to be looking into it. At least I don't know of any other committee. Anybody else want to discuss this? Or actually, we have no motion on the floor, so anybody want to say anything about this agenda item? Problems with the elections or, suggestions for improvement?
This is Grace.
Yeah, Grace, go ahead.
I think that for many Pacifica elections, if not all of them, there has been inadequate promotion on the air of the various stations in the nomination period to sufficiently motivate members to nominate themselves for as board members. And I think we need to deal with that. That's probably flaw in the entire election process. A number of years ago, a bylaws amendment passed shortening the nomination period, exacerbating the problem. And what's happened is the fact that independent nominating members have not often come forward to nominate themselves for the LSBs, it's resulted in extra radio, I mean, recruitment being done off the air, which has exacerbated the factionalism within Pacifica. So I think that, in my opinion, that's the biggest problem with the election process. And I think it's incumbent, if we're going to work within the current bylaws, which, as I said, has a shortened nomination period, that we ensure that the National Election Supervisor is hired as quickly as possible and then urge the program directors and general managers to start educating our membership on the election and urging members to nominate themselves so that we have people who are interested in the stations, not just people recruited outside of the actual programming on a factional basis. I think it would really enrich the Pacifica to have those voices that we don't usually hear.
Okay, thank you.
And it would be
Anyone
more
else?
Democratic, obviously.
Okay. Any comments on that or anything else we have?
Hello?
On this agenda item?
Am I still on this call?
Yeah. Yeah, we hear you, Grace. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I took you heard me, but I didn't hear you, I guess.
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay.
Does somebody else want to say something?
This is Charles again.
Okay, Charles.
I guess I'm one of the people who was more or less recruited or nominated from outside the faction system, and was elected on that basis. And my investigation into the bylaws thus far, and the current national board, leads me to believe that, you know, there are violations or there are possibility of. You know, it's like the beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and there's like, I think we're kind of operating in a black hole right now because of the bylaws say one thing, and and they say another thing somewhere else, and I could point to those specific areas where each side has the possibility of saying, well, we're trying to go by the bylaws, so. You know, we have to basically find the area where we reclaim the spirit, you know, rather than the letter of the law, and you know, find that area where we can work together to proceed in a functional way on the station, in executing what's on paper. Because if you know, we keep working at cross purposes, it's going to be a contested election after another.
I'm sorry, who's on the line?
Okay, I hear somebody else talking to Jan. Hello. Okay, well, go ahead, Charles.
Well, I just said it will just lead to one contested election for one reason or another after another.
So, you know, that was my motivation in suggesting that, you know, maybe this committee could try and, you know, take a look at what has gone on and what the bylaws say, and then make a suggestion, you know, as to how to proceed.
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't have a problem with the committee or working group making any suggestions or recommendations for improving our elections. So at least that's the PMB may or may not, you know, go along with it. But I think it's a good idea to think of what we can do to improve things. Other people want to talk on this? If we're running out of steam, that's okay. And again, I will send out a email probably tomorrow to the committee inviting everybody to help pick a date for the working group on this. If there's no other discussion on this agenda item, the only other thing we have on the agenda tonight is set the next meeting date for this committee. So, let's see. Anybody looking at the KPFDX calendar? Is Monday a good time for most people? I guess everybody on the call it's okay with, but...
Monday, some Mondays I'm have an LSB Finance Committee meeting.
It's Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we normally meet once a month. Do we... You know, we need to get things moving on the elections, but I don't know if the working group can meet in the interim, but for the whole committee, I see Monday, April 4th is available. The 11th, April 11th is available except for WPFW's finance committee meets then. Is that what you were talking about, Nancy?
Right, yeah. So the 4th would be okay.
Okay. Or the 18th. That's assuming we stick with Monday. Somebody want to make a suggestion?
I would suggest the 4th so that, you know, we can get things moving 2 weeks earlier.
Okay, is that Charles?
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Okay, so, yeah. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just heard from the L. Joy Williams, last year's NES, and she is willing to come on a call to discuss her report, which the committee will have by you know, the April meeting. And she's not available the 4th, but she could do the 11th or the 18th. So I think it would be extremely important to have her, you know, the benefit of her experience on the call.
Serene moves the 18th.
Okay, it's the 18th. That's like 5 weeks from now. Is that too long?
The work group hasn't met yet, and apparently there's plenty to talk about, so they have time to do that and get a report.
Okay, so it sounds like sounds like a motion from Bob to meet on the 18th?
Well, it's from Serene. Yeah.
Or from Serene?
But, yeah, I agree. I think, you know, we'd like to get everyone who's here on this call to come to it, and it sounds like Nancy is unavailable on the 11th.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to meet on the 18th? Are there any objections to meeting on the 18th? Hearing none, then the motion's approved, and the committee will be meeting on April 18th. That's a Monday. I can post it on the KPFDX calendar. Anything else anybody has related to the next meeting that we need to worry about? I guess if you have suggested agenda items, please send them to me or send them to the whole committee.
Nancy on the stack.
Yes, Nancy?
On the 18th is a third Monday, and usually KPFT
yes.
has the management evaluation meeting that third Monday.
Okay, well, nothing's posted there now, so I assume it's not scheduled yet. I'm looking at the KPFDX calendar right now.
Would it be possible for KPFT to meet on a different Monday since the this is Charles, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Charles.
Since since the NES would be available on that day, and that would be, as somebody else mentioned, very important to hear their input.
Yeah, Nancy, why don't you just ask if the committee can meet another day? I mean, assuming it hasn't been set yet since it's not posted. So
okay.
Meetings should normally be posted as soon as the date is set. Okay. All right. Well, anything else before you adjourn?
This is Charles.
I'm wondering, Charles?
If I wanted to share with the committee an analysis of the various aspects of the bylaws in terms of where the National Board finds itself currently, could I send that to the members of this committee? Would that be appropriate via email?
Or sure, I mean, you can send anything to the committee.
In the working group?
Either way, I think it's good to keep the whole committee informed. That's my general feeling. If you have a large attachment, it's best not to email it. I don't know what you have, but if it's many megabytes,
it would be just basically taking a look at the specific applicable areas of the bylaws that you know pertain to our current situation, in which you know I wouldn't you know be copy pasting the entire bylaws, which in and of itself is only like a megabyte or something anyway.
Yeah,
but.
Okay.
So.
And I do encourage everybody to, if you don't already have one, get a Yahoo address, just so that you can, as Bob was saying earlier, so that you can use the Yahoo group. There it has a file section, and things like any large attachments or whatever, we can upload them there. Anybody who's a member can do that, and then you don't have to hunt around for them later. You can know where to get them from the Yahoo group file section. That's been very helpful for the National Finance Committee, for example. And I forget, we used to have, when I was chairing this committee before, we used that also, and it was helpful. So any other questions before we adjourn? Okay, well, thank you all. And who was that? Nancy?
Nancy. I just wanted to say that in the PMB Governance Committee, someone had brought up about talking about the affiliates election problem, and another PMB member said that it had been discussed quite a bit in the PMB meeting and covered there, so they objected to put it on the... So it's not being forgotten. It was attended to in some... I just want to tell Charles that he was worried about that.
Oh, I would assume.
Well, we can talk about any election problems in the working group, too. Were you going to say something, Charles?
No. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we're finished with our agenda, so, and I believe we set the next meeting date, so thank you
Nancy,
all again for participating. Okay.
Bill?
Yeah, Nancy?
One more time.
Yes.
Bill? I
hear you. Go ahead, Nancy.
The KPFT LSC Programming Committee, and I think it was passed by the LSB last week. We recommended to the management to put the list of all the staff and keep it all the voting members of the staff on in a well displayed area in the station and keep it updated quarterly. I haven't voted for monthly, but anyway, quarterly went out. So I just want to tell y'all that because that's a good idea.
Okay, well you're on the working group, right?
Yeah.
You're in the working group, so we can talk about all that there too. And then send recommendations to the whole committee. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I believe we're all done. So we'll talk to you all on April 18th and the people on the working group sometime before then. Watch for an email from me about a date, picking a date for the working group if you're interested in that. So we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.